Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Young teen hospitalized and high-speed chase takes place. I'm Chris Brento with your news. A 14-year-old Gillette teen was hospitalized over the weekend after eating her mom's marijuana edibles. The teen found her mom's THC edibles and consumed them during a sleepover. The 33-year-old mother was ticketed for possession of the edibles. The 14-year-old was hospitalized Sunday. The teen girl is in stable condition. We'll keep a watchful eye on this story for you and let you know of any updates. Now to the high-speed chase, where speeds reach close to 130 miles per hour. One suspect is in custody and one got away. 32-year-old Trevor Brinkerhoff and an unnamed 33-year-old male were fleeing in a black 2006 Audi, according to County 17. A traffic stop occurred on Highway 1416 as they had license plates on the Audi registered to a Casper vehicle. During the stop, Brinkerhoff and an unknown friend fled and a speed chase ensued, reaching speeds up to 127 miles per hour onto Highway 50. The chase went 16 miles south of Gillette. Brinkerhoff was eventually run down by police. The 33-year-old fled and got away. The Audi was stopped with spike strips near Saunders Road before the men fled on foot. There is a multi-agency manhunt for the unnamed 33-year-old that got away. We'll keep you up to date on this story in the coming days and weeks. And yesterday, we remembered the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. Many celebrated in Wyoming. And with more on that, here's Reese Monaco with the Cowboys State News Network.
Yesterday, a day to remember the life and legacy of a fallen civil rights leader. Around 100 people gathering on the steps of the state capitol, braving the Wyoming wind and cold to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Air Force Chaplain Colonel Julian Gaither speaking to the crowd, saying that we should all follow the example of King by loving one another.
Thanks, Reese. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. To hear the report again, go to basinsradio.com.